This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers need Congress to act and extend tax provisions. We'll have more right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact LabSales at FarmersEdge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of 2025. If it's not renewed, farmers and ranchers will face significant tax hikes. Samantha Ayoub, an associate economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, said farmers will be put at risk if those provisions expire.
At the end of the day, taxes are an expense. We already see farmers and ranchers across the country suffering from above average input expenses across the board. And if taxes were to increase next year, that is just another hit to the expenses on a balance sheet that is already struggling.
Ayoub said several provisions in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act were designed to boost economic activity and encourage investments.
If taxes increase, that takes out dollars that farmers can then invest back into their business and back into their community. EY, a consulting firm, estimates that expiration of TCJA provisions would lead to agriculture alone losing 49,000 jobs, which is $3 billion in wages that then can trickle out into $10 billion of economic activity.
While some progress has been made on making these provisions permanent, Ayoub said there's more work to do.
We've seen the reconciliation package, the one big beautiful bill, pass the House, and it provided permanency, which is ultimately certainty, and improved upon a lot of the provisions that are important to farmers and ranchers. That is obviously not a completed process. It's important that those provisions that were kept in the House continue into the Senate.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter so you can get our Ag News content conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.